Good morning, and welcome to the analyst and investor call in which ADO Properties will give background information on the acquisition of Consus. Presenters today are Thierry Beaudemoulin and Maximilian Reinecke, the co-CEOs of ADO Properties. As we will be using the webcast system for questions, please feel free to start submitting your questions from the start of the presentation. If you don't have the webcast details to hand, they are available in the press releases from earlier today. If you would like to ask a question, please look towards the bottom of the screen and click Ask a Question. At the end of the presentation, management will then provide answers to the questions submitted. This call will be recorded and made available at the company's website after the call. I would now like to hand over to Maximilian Reinecke.
Thank you, and good morning. Thank you all for joining our presentation on the acquisition of Consus. As you know, buying new assets below market values via acquisition of developers is the most attractive to long-term investors like us. Consus is not only the leading developer in Germany, but also has a unique portfolio with 100% of its pipeline being located in the top seven cities. In December 2019, ADO had a stake of 26% in Consus and signed a cooperation agreement. Over the last 6 months, we've taken a deep dive in the Consus portfolio and have set up the right tax, legal, accounting and reporting framework for seamless integration. The recent sale of 25 non-strategic developments resulted in significant deleveraging and further increase of the quality of the portfolio. This, together with a simplified corporate and governance structure, made the company fit our investment criteria. The rights issue, which is still part of the Adler acquisition, has been adjusted to 450 million euros in combination with a proposed one-time cancellation of the 2019 dividend. As such, the net investment of our shareholders remains the same. Without cancellation of the dividend, we would have needed to increase the rights issue, given new shares would also be entitled to the dividend. The rights issue will be launched in Q3 2020, as we have stated before, obviously subject to market conditions. Also, ADO's major shareholders have committed to subscribe to their pro rata share of the rights issue. The call option is expected to be settled in connection with the fully underwritten rights issue and with irrevocable commitments from other shareholders. ADO and its ownership in Consus is greater than 80%. As already communicated, we intend to launch a public voluntary tender offer for the remaining Consus minorities. Now let's move to page 3. We are becoming the fourth largest German and fourth largest European listed resi company with a 11.7 billion euro portfolio and an approximately 3 billion euro market cap, a strong platform for growth. The integrated model of a build to hold gives us organic growth opportunities below market prices. Our exposure in the top seven cities will grow to two-thirds of our portfolio by addition of 4.7 to 5.3 billion euros of high-quality new build. So we catch two birds with one stone, as both the quality of the locations as well as the quality of our buildings would improve. Ongoing forward sales and completion of the more than 10,000 apartments will result in a 1.2 to 1.8 billion euros of value uplift, which immediately becomes clear when looking at the 4.5% yield on costs for top seven cities only versus the 3.9% yield on our existing portfolio. New build is attractive in many ways, as we not only start at a relatively high rental yield, but also have relatively low costs, resulting in 85 to 90% EBITDA margins, which will in turn result in much higher cash conversion than our existing portfolio. We target 90 to 104 million euros synergies for Consus alone in 2020 and 2021. More importantly, the synergies from conversion from build to sell to build to hold and the refinancing of expensive debt can be done at minimal costs. Finally, we continue to be committed to our investment grade credit profile with the objective to get the IG rating as soon as possible. Note that we also will remain committed to our prevailing dividend policy, and the cancellation of the 2019 dividend is a one-off related to the rights issue only. On page 4, you will see how the new group will look like once the projects are completed. The yielding portfolio will grow from 8.6 billion euros to approximately 14 billion euros, given the addition of between 4.7 and 5.3 billion of build-to-hold portfolio, whilst making a significant increase in quality. The top 7 cities will account for approximately 2/3 of the portfolio, as mentioned before, and new builds for more than 1/3 of the portfolio. Berlin would contribute circa 30% of the portfolio, and the balance between the top 7 cities is well diversified going forward, realizing one of the best quality portfolios in the German listed sector. From the current 11.7 billion euros, 1.8 billion of Consus gross asset value will be sold through forward and condo sales and disposals of non-strategic projects, which are at 1.4 billion euro and 0.4 billion respectively. The ongoing forward and condo sales would generate approximately 200 million in profits. The cash release from the forward and condo sales and the sale of approximately 400 million of non-strategic projects will be used for the investments in the top 7 cities. The total rental income will move to 520 to 540 million euros, translating into 385 to 405 million of EBITDA, while setting a circa 4% net rental yield on the portfolio. We target a loan-to-value to be below 50% and derive the NAV, including value uplifts, from the development completions to exceed 62 euros per share or even 70 euros a share, taking into account the value of the synergies. Moving to slide number 5, the combination here of ADO, Adler and Consus, as I mentioned earlier, will create 11.7 billion German residential platform with 76,000 residential units, which is a figure that will clearly grow following the completion of the developments. The cost efficiency in the German residential sector has improved significantly over the years as part of an industrialization process. Given the scale of our new combination, we are ideally positioned to increase profitability in a similar way our larger peers have done over the years. Following the rights issue, we will have more than 70% free float, whereby we have received indications that the majority of large shareholders of ADO, including Aggregate, that will have received shares for its Consus shares, would like to participate in the rights issue. The strengthened capital position would allow us to tap the bond markets at more attractive costs going forward. Now moving to slide number 6. Here for illustration purposes, we show a table of key financial and operational indicators. The pro forma 2019 figures of ADO and Adler you will recognize from our full year 2019 presentation. ADO and Adler reported 358 million euros net rental income and 245 million euros EBITDA, whereas the portfolio yield of the combination is circa 3.9%. Consus has 11 large build-to-hold development projects, which will be completed in several phases and will be fully yielding in 6 to 8 years. This is in the second column. The attractiveness starts with the expected yield on costs of 4.5%, which is significantly higher than our 3.9% for our current portfolio, or the 3.2 to 3.6% market value for these kind of developments in the top 7 cities in Germany. The high yield on costs will result in higher FFO contribution, as well as a higher NAV increase following revaluation to market levels. Another clear benefit from new development is the higher profitability, which is clearly a benefit from new build, as it A, comes in at a relatively high yield on cost. Secondly, has very high NOI margins given the low maintenance and management costs. And thirdly, has low marginal overhead costs when added to our platform. The expected 85 to 90% EBITDA margin is 10 to 15% higher compared to other potential investment in existing assets. In total, we expect Consus, based on the current build-to-hold pipeline, to add 140 to 160 million of EBITDA compared to 245 million for ADO and Adler in 2019. Any further EBITDA from new build-to-hold are not included here. Let's flip to the next page. I won't take long for this slide since this has been presented before, but a couple of highlights. Here, the sale of 25 non-strategic development projects reduced debt by 1.1 billion euros, whilst significantly increasing the quality of the portfolio. And that has been crucial for us in making the decision to acquire control in Consus. The fact that the, in our view, least attractive projects have been sold at a premium to book value shows even higher upside for the projects that we will acquire. There are only 5 non-strategic projects remaining, which we understand are in the process of being sold, therefore reducing debt further. On page 8, we would like to show you the impact on FFO for the combination of all companies. As you know, the published forecast for the pro forma full year 2020 FFO for ADO and Adler is 120 to 140 million euros. And although Consus has some yielding assets on development sites, the contribution is relatively limited. Consus will, however, contribute significantly to FFO via the forward sold development projects. For reference, we have outlined the calculation of the FFO 2 of Consus for 2020 in the footnote 2. The key building blocks include 150 million of EBITDA from the sale of the 25 projects and 80 million euros EBITDA from the ongoing forward and condo sales based on percentage of completion. ADO would not capitalize interest costs like Consus does, and as such, interest rate would come out at below 130 million. Note that the interest cost savings from the expensive debt here is not yet included. From the earnings before tax of just over 100 million euros, you could conservatively apply a 30% tax rate, knowing that our effective tax rate will be lower. For legal reasons, we need to show a range, obviously, whereby I leave the math to you. Please note that FFO from rental activities will take over FFO from development over time, since build to sell will fade out. On page 9, we would like to take you through the building blocks for the NAV in relation to the rights issue and the Consus acquisition. ADO Adler has an EPRA NAV of 4.8 billion euros as at Q1 2020, which includes 800 million worth of ADO treasury shares. These shares will be used for the exercise of the call option. The rights issue will contribute 450 million to the NAV, bringing it to 4.5 billion euro or 50 euros a share. With the acquisition of the remainder of the Consus shares, an incremental 0.8 billion of equity will be added whereby we pay with ADO shares. The total price paid for Consus will hence be 1.1 billion euros versus 1 billion of implied equity value currently. That, combined with 1.2 to 1.8 billion of value uplift at realization, will add between 2.2 to 2.8 billion of value. Together with 0.4 billion of additional value from capitalized operating synergies through Consus, the NAV would exceed 70 euros a share and more than 62 euros a share without the capitalized operating synergy. Apart from double-digit NAV accretion, we also end with a portfolio of unrivaled quality and above-market rental and value growth perspectives, which are not shown in these figures, in this bridge, which is based on pretty much static figures as of today. Moving to page 10, before I hand over to Thierry, I would like to show you the reduction of LTV. And as you see, Consus adds 2.8 billion of assets, of which can be split into 1 billion of build-to-hold land bank and remaining 1.8 billion GAV of forward and condo sales and non-strategic projects. The total portfolio will increase to 11.7 billion euros. The net debt on the right-hand side will be reduced by 450 million from the rights issue, whilst 1.7 billion of Consus debt will be assumed, resulting in a total net debt of 6.3 billion euros. The loan-to-value will be reduced from 55% today to around 54%, bearing in mind that further sale of the last five non-strategic assets at Consus has started. Revaluation and cash flow from operations and forward sales are not included here. I would now like to hand over to Jay.
Thank you, Max. The conversion of build-to-sell to build-to-hold is a strategic move. In Germany, in many cities, the majority of new development projects are build-to-sell or condo, whereas the demand is more for rental apartments, especially from family who can't afford to buy an apartment or tenant that wants flexibility. When we have made the assessment of which residential project of Consus we want to keep, we have assessed not only the top seven city, but also the micro location of the city and the rental and the NAV growth potential. The 11 strategic projects are all located in the top seven city and represent today 1 billion euro value. Combined with the 9 billion euro ADO Adler portfolio, this land bank is only 1/10 of the combination today. After 2.7 billion investment and between 1 and 1.6 billion value uplift at completion, we will be able to add more than 5 billion of very high quality asset in our portfolio. Under B, you can see that the vast majority of the forward sell project have already been sold and are almost self-funding. Finally, under C, you see that there are only 5 out of the 13 non-strategic projects left, which represent only a book value of around 400 million euros. As Consus already indicated, the sales process has already started and sale is expected in due course. The proceeds of the sale will be used for deleveraging and investing into build-to-hold capex at a later stage. The forward and condo are currently half of the portfolio, but will reduce over time when the projects are handed over to the institutional investor that has signed 17 out of 18 of the project. The 6 condo projects pre-fund themselves with family paying installment for their new build-out. Consus has made very good progress in selling 25 out of 13 non-strategic projects. And we expect the remaining 5 projects to be sold in due course, leaving us with the best portfolio available in Germany. Moving now to the next page. I will only briefly to discuss this slide, which you know from Chris's presentation. The 25 non-strategic developments that have been sold are taken out, which leaves us with, as I just mentioned, 1 billion euro strategic land bank, which is 100% located in top 7 cities. Together with the 8.6 billion euro yielding portfolio of ADO Adler, we add up to 9.6 billion gross asset value today. Upon completion, this will result in approximately 14 billion gross asset value. Apart from the top 7 cities, which will account 2/3 of the portfolio once completed, we have also keep exposure to significant key cities like Leipzig, Wolfsburg, Göttingen, Hanover, Dortmund, and Kiel. Let's zoom now in the 11 build-to-hold projects on the next page. Looking at the map on page 13, it's exactly where you would like to acquire new development at a discount to market value. The projects are located in Düsseldorf, Stuttgart, and Hamburg, and this is a strategic pipeline for ADO Adler, which will balance our Berlin exposure within the top 70. In the table on the left, we give you the detailed overview of the 11 projects which we have all visited and worked out in detail. As you know, we look at Hamburg first in great detail, and this is a ideal kind of project that has a lot of attractive elements. Within Hamburg, this project of 1,400 residential apartments is very closely located to the city center on an area that used to be the old Ocean Brewery in Altona district. The project is a full quarter with multiple sub-project, which does not only make it more likely, but also give it its significant size. This is an important project which will give a great improvement for the entire neighborhood, resulting in value uplift for all surrounding projects. The project will be a combination of free market and social housing and some mixed-use commercial space on the ground floor. We have visited the project multiple times, and I really look forward to show it to you all in person when travel will become easier. The total book value of the portfolio currently is 1 billion, and the value of completion is between 4.7 and 5.3 billion euro at a market yield between 3.2 and 3.6. Compared to the attractive yield on cost of 4.5. Let's move now to page 13. In the next 2 pages, I like to zoom in the value creation within the build-to-hold pipeline. So currently, the 1 billion value is 20% of the value. The cost of construction will be around 50 to 60% of the value, depending on the project. These construction costs will be financed through a combination of the proceeds from the forward and console sale, the sale of a non-strategic project at a target leverage of 50%. The value of split from the difference between the market yield and the construction yield is between 20 and 30% of the value. The total value creation will be between 1 and 1.6 billion euro. Net rent at completion will range between 160 and 180 million euro. on page 15, at the top, on the left-hand graph, show you the billion euro figures as shown on the previous page, and in the bar, translate this to the square meter price. The current square meter value of a build-to-hold portfolio is 1,250 euro, based on 1 billion value and 800,000 square meter to be built. We anticipate average construction costs between 3,250 and 3,750 euro per square meters, resulting on total costs of 4,500 to 4,750 euro per square meters, which based on an average market rent of 80 euro, which is today market rent, without indexation until completion, we get an attractive 4.5 yield on cost. Market yield of 3.2 to 3.6% compared to the existing 3.9% of ADO Adler portfolio results in a value range between 5,800 euro per square meters to 6,600 euro, or between 1,200 and 2,000 revaluation gains. Before concluding, I would like to hand over to Max.
Thank you, Thierry. And I promise I won't take long here. The synergies shown on slide number 16 only relate to the Consus leg. And as you know, we are ahead of schedule for the realization of the synergies at Adler. However, we do expect that realization of the synergies at Consus will even go faster. Once we have taken control, we can and will immediately refinance the mezz loans, senior and junior debt with financing we have already available. This will instantly result in a reduction of the interest cost of around 50 million euros. The 450 million of bonds will be repaid next year, resulting in another 30 million of interest cost savings, bringing the total to 77 to 86 million, excluding payment of breakage costs. The operational synergies are easily identifiable. Most of the projects are forward sold and only 6 projects are in condo sales. The marketing costs to sell assets are double-digit million euros and will disappear when changing to build to hold. The remaining of the operational synergies are regular cost savings, adding up to 13 to 18 million euros in the next 12 to 24 months is what we estimate. Apart from the 90 to 104 million euros of synergies, of which the majority we still estimate to be realized in 2020, please take into account for your modeling that the 25 sold project will also reduce interest by approximately 85 million euros. Page 17, we remain focused on the investment grade financing policy, which is reflected in our financing structure post Consus. And post rights issue and the full acquisition of Consus, we would have a net loan to value of 54%. That is including the convertibles. Excluding those convertibles, we stand at 50%. The interest coverage ratio will be 2.5 times, and the average or weighted average cost of debt 2.6%. Our financing mix will exist of a combination of bank debt, bonds, convertible bonds and revolving credit facilities. It is our objective to refinance the bridge loan via issue of bonds, which at that time will become our largest source of debt funding. Unsecured financing as a result will further increase, which is exactly the reason why we are so committed to retain our investment grade funding source or funding structure. The vast majority of our debt is fixed, whereby hedged will continue to match the duration of our debt. Now back to Thierry.
I will guide through page 18. All three companies are based in Berlin, which allow for integration on one platform, which will be named Adler Group. The Lux Co structure and the German listing will have an increased board of 10 directors, of which the majority is independent. The independent chairman has a casting vote. We hope to be able to announce the last independent board member shortly, who will bring very valuable experience to our team. ADO has now a large free float and does not have any more controlling shareholder, which it had for more than 4 years. We look forward to further cooperation with the Consus team and are very pleased to add their development experience to the new group. By page 19, we are very pleased to work with the experienced Jürgen Kurz, which is currently Chief Operating Officer within Consus. Together, we cover all aspects relevant for an investor with a build-to-hold development strategy. We also like to thank Andreas Steyer and Ben Lee, CEO and CFO of Consus, for the great way of cooperation over the last half year, and are pleased that they will continue to support us during an interim period. Page 20, to conclude, it has been a long journey, and as you can see, we have nearly finished a transformation and transaction creating a leading German residential company. The integration of ADO and Adler has been very successful so far, and a lot of preparation work has been done so we can also seamlessly integrate Consus now. We expect to complete all transactions in Q3, being the fully underwritten right issue, the acquisition of Consus, the voluntary tender offer for Consus, and the closing of the second Consus sale. I would now like to open up for questions.
We have time for a few questions now. So a reminder to all participants, if you would like to ask a question, please enter that question at the bottom of the webcast by clicking on Ask a Question. I'd be grateful if you could wait a couple of minutes while these questions come in, and then management will start answering them. Our first question comes from Emily Craner from Churchill. Good morning. What are the offer conditions? Are any regulatory approvals required? Can you be more precise on the timing? When do you expect the offer to launch? Details on settlement. Assuming 100% successful rights issue, what will the exchange ratio for the offer be? Thank you.
Well, thank you, Emily. I will take up this question. And with regard to the call option, that is expected to be settled in connection with the launch of the rights issue, which is fully underwritten. And I can confirm that all regulatory approvals have been obtained for that. We expect to launch the rights issue in Q3 2020. That is obviously, as you stated, subject to market conditions, but we are committed to launching the rights issue at the earliest opportune window. In terms of exchange ratio, that is the 0.2390, as announced in December 19. Next question.
The next question comes from Colin Grant from Davy. Is the projected 4.5 yield on cost at Consus developments based on gross rental income or net rental income? Thank you.
Thank you, Colin. The 4.5 yield on cost is based on the net rental income. But the benefit of new build is that the cost of managing and maintenance are much lower, so the NRE leakage is low. By adding new build assets, our EBITDA margin will be significantly higher because you have between 85 and 90% EBITDA margin. On top of that, we have been cautious with our revaluation assumption with market yield between 3.2 to 3.6, but today yield for new build are in the top seven city are around 3%.
The next question comes from Andrea Stelter from Heitman. Does fully underwritten equity raise mean underwritten by banks or shareholders?
Thank you, Andrea. So fully underwritten means underwritten by the banks, the syndicate banks. But at the same time, I can confirm that we have from the major shareholders equity commitments of up to 35%. The shareholding, which is a very strong signal, I would assume. Next question.
There's an additional question from Andreas. Can you give an estimate of the breakage costs for the Consus debt?
When it comes to the breakage costs of the Consus debt, we have to differentiate between the mezzanine debt and the unsecured bonds that are currently outstanding. So when it comes to the unsecured bonds that are callable as of next year, we would be able to buy them back at 104.9. So that comes obviously above par. The 450 million of debt in terms of junior and mezzanine debt that is yielding above 7%, there we have estimated between 3 and 7 million of prepayment penalties.
The next question comes from Crispin Royal Davies from Newsing. Does the performa LTV include Consus goodwill in the denominator?
Thank you, Crispin, for that question. So the LTV is based on net debt over the gross asset value of the combined portfolio, and as such, it excludes any goodwill. I hope that clarifies that question.
The next question comes from Roy Coulter from Jaguar. Morning. How much of the GAV 9 billion euros of Adler and AD assets are deemed core? Is there a part of the portfolio or locations that you might want to dispose of short to mid-term?
Yeah, with the combination with Consus, we are repositioning the portfolio towards 65% on the top seven city, and we are rebalanced Berlin out of that, and we have 30% of new build. We may consider to sell a bit less than 10% of smaller city in our existing portfolio as part as the capital recycling to finance the capex on the build to hold.
The next question comes from Sandra Bunk from Barclays, which I will split into two. The first question is, can you explain why the exchange ratio was kept unchanged, despite the fact that Consus has sold a material number of projects that include future NAV gains, and while non-controlling interests were bought out at a premium?
Thank you, Sandra, for that question. When it comes to the first part of your question, I think it's important to state that the incremental benefit of the reduction in 1.1 billion in debt, and the majority of it was very expensive mezzanine debt, is very similar to the NAV accretion that would have been expected from those projects. We deem them non-core because they were also more commercial project developments, which are not so much what we are seeing as our focus going forward. When it comes to the FFO guidance, there is no updated guidance as per such. You have to bear in mind the 120 to 140 million are solely for ADO and Adler, and then on the Consus part, the 50 to 80 million relates to the forward sold and condo sold contribution, which is phased out over the next 3 to 4 years. And at the same time, you see a ramp up of the FFO contribution of the build to hold pipeline. So as such, there is no updated guidance per se, but you can see a reflection of what in terms of total FFO would be generated for the group on this one slide that we had provided.
The second question from Sander was, does your new FFO guidance include the higher cost of debt for the combined group, as the marginal cost of debt on the bond market now is approximately 3% versus in-place cost of debt of 1.8%?
I think I mentioned in terms of FFO guidance what our statement was. So I think that was answered. We can switch to the next question.
The next question's from Colin Grant from Davy. When will the NAV uplift from completing the developments at Consus be realised? Is it on an even basis over the next 6 to 8 years?
So the total NAV uplift range between 1.1 and 1.6 billion. It will be gradually recognized. The development margin is typically more back-end toward completion of a project, and we are planning it in a way that we will have a phased delivery of the project over the next 6 to 8 years, and therefore we do expect to capture the development embedded value in the development tool pipeline gradually.
The next question comes from Ash Heatwell from Schenkman. He's had a very active 6 months, both combining the ADO and Adler businesses while also absorbing Consus. Should we expect acquisitions to slow going forward and for management to focus on integration? Additionally, when do you expect to refinance the outstanding bridge loan?
Thank you for the question. So we have been very successful so far and started the integration of ADO Adler, and we already ahead of schedule in realizing 6.5 million euro synergy this year. We will now, once the domination agreement will be in place, work on the integration of Consus, where we will focus on extracting value of the build-to-hold portfolio, because there's between 1.1 and 1.6 billion value. So that's our focus for the next month. And regarding the refinancing of the bridge loan, Max?
Yes, in terms of the bridge loan, currently we have drawn 885 million euros of the bridge that we are intending to refinance as soon as possible. Obviously, there are multiple sources of funding. We could use the proceeds of the upcoming rights issue in Q3 2020 to pay down the bridge. Other than that, we could also look at refinancing it in the bond capital markets, but in any case, we have the possibility also to tap the secured lending market to pay down any bridge outstanding. So we have multiple options here.
Uh, Just a reminder, if you do have a question to ask, please look to the bottom of the screen and click and ask a question to submit those questions. It appears there's no more questions, so that concludes the call this morning. Thank you for joining, and you may now disconnect the lines.
Thank you, everyone. Goodbye.